The Yucca Podcast number 48. You're listening to the Acca Podcast, bringing you the best in contemporary a cappella music from around the world or around the corner. Semi-pro, pro, collegiate, even amateur groups show up here. I'm your host, Chad Bergeron, and this is show number 48. Now, stop for a moment. If you're listening to this using those crappy iPod earbuds or those $10 Radio Shack earphones plugged into your laptop, or even if you're listening to this using these little computer speakers that every manufacturer throws in, stop. Go and get your really nice headphones, the ones that have those leather edges and sit over your ear. You're going to want to really listen to this episode in isolation and with as high a fidelity as you can manage, given that this is an MP3. You will hear a lot more in these songs in this episode if you have really good headphones on. I listened to these songs and I thought, okay, they're okay songs. I'll go ahead and play them. But then I listened again with the headphones on. And it's a world of difference. That last song there, that was Breathe Me, originally by Sia, S-I-A is the name of the artist, done there by Stanford's Testimony, and Testimony is Stanford's Christian a cappella group. Without the headphones on, you will miss a lot of the nuances and a lot of the harmonies, and they do such a lovely job with that, even with a little bit of hide-and-seek thrown in there at the end. And you'll find Breathe Me on Testimony's newest 2008 release, When You Say Go. Actually, all the music is going to be brand new music here this time around, because I love bringing you the latest in great a cappella music. Go ahead and get those headphones. I'll wait, it's okay, go ahead. And then go back and listen again. And then come back and keep going and listen to everything else too, okay? Well, let's go ahead and move on to another great song here. Actually, we're going to do a great pair of songs here by our friends to the north over the border in Calgary, On Cue. I had On Cue on during the holiday special, and they've sent me their latest album of non-holiday music, and I think it's fabulous, and I think you're going to enjoy it too. So we're going to go ahead and start off with what might be described as an instrumental track, only in the sense that there's no lyrics here and no words at all. Here we are with a track called Mirage by On Cue.
We.
Isn't that just marvelously beautiful? That is Lull in My Life, performed by On Cue, and that's from their latest release, In the Pocket. You can find more On Cue at onquesings.com. Of course, there'll be a link in the show notes to that and all of the other artists. I wanted to say that I've been getting an awful lot of really nice emails from the listeners lately, and I wanted to say thank you for that. I know that things have been a little slow around here in getting episodes out, and that times have been tight for me, and I appreciate your patience, and I appreciate all the kind words that have come through. Of course, if you're interested in contacting me for any reason, you can always email me at chad@akapodcast.com, or you can fill out the form at the website akapodcast.com. Now let's go ahead and go into another twofer, another double pack, another double header here. I've got a couple songs here by the UMass Dynamics. And I played their first album on the show last year. At the time, I said it was technically accurate. And it was. They are spot on with all of the musical aspects you could want. But I felt it really was a first album from a new group. They hadn't really found their voice yet or really settled into a natural feel. While with their newest album, I think they've nailed it. I think they've really figured out who they are as a group and really come a long way. And it's clear not only from the album itself, but all of the stuff that they've done in their short 4 years of existence so far. This is their second album, and that's pretty good for a four-year-old group. They've been in the ICCA competitions a couple times. They've opened up for the House Jacks. And this next track off of Love Games, which is the new album, is called Runaway, and it's actually been selected for the 2008 Voices Only album. And I can absolutely tell you why they picked it for that album, because it is a top quality track. And I might be a bit biased, but I'm thrilled to have another really excellent group here in the Massachusetts area. So here we are with Runaway.
Get away.
UMass Dynamics again with Apologize, originally by OneRepublic, and before that was Runaway, originally by Jamiroquai. Both of those can be found off of their 2008 release, Love Games, and you can find more about the UMass Dynamics at dynamicsacapella.com. I have to warn you, Apologize can get stuck in your head for weeks. I should know. Well, I want to go ahead and mention another really cool thing that's happening in the a cappella world right now. And this is Don Gooding's brainchild. Don Gooding was the founder of acapella.com. Don realized that 2009 is going to be the 100th anniversary of collegiate a cappella, with the Yale Whiffenpoofs having kicked things off all the way back in 1909. So Don is organizing something he's calling AC100, or, you know, Acapella 100. And it's kind of a virtual festival, 100 days of a cappella concerts, starting around Valentine's Day 2009, going all the way through Memorial Day 2009. And it's going to be a coordination of things across the country, including a bunch of different concerts, the return of the Boston a cappella summit, and just a lot of really cool things going on. And so I want all of you to go check out ac100.org, ac100.org, for more information about this. I'm really excited, and I'm hoping to maybe meet some of you at the Boston a cappella summit, because, hey, it's in my backyard, and how can I not go? Well, just as a reminder, too, episode 50 is coming up really soon now. Well, hopefully really soon now. I apologize for some of these time delays. And episode 50 is going to be kind of a listener's choice, a listener's best of. I want you to email me at chad@acapodcast.com, chad@acapodcast.com, and tell me what your favorite songs from the past 50 episodes have been. And I'm going to take all these votes, I guess, and I'm going to build a best of. You know, an episode 50, which you can really take to your friends and your family and your colleagues who don't listen to a cappella yet, or don't listen to this show yet, and let them know what it's all really all about. So this is going to be one that you're definitely going to want to hang on to and put onto CD and bring around so you can subject others to it just a little bit. All right, so again, you can email me at chad@acapodcast.com, or you can go to the website at acapodcast.com, fill out the form there. You'll also find show notes for this and the 47 preceding episodes with links to the artists' websites, places where you can buy the albums, great things like that. And that's probably enough talking right now, so let's go ahead and close out the show. I'm going to close out with a song. Well, okay, it's really three songs, and that's actually the name of this particular piece, is three songs. And it's by a four-man quartet out of Bakersfield, California, called Deep Treble. Not to be confused with the East Coast Collegiate group of the same name. These guys have been singing together for a few years now, and in the course of just jamming and riffing a little bit, they realized that sometimes new music isn't so new. So let's go ahead and close out episode 48 here with three songs by Bakersfield, California's Deep Treble.
Well, this song takes a little bit of introduction, too. What actually happened was Jason, our bass, came into practice one night singing this bass line. And I'll go, hey, I know that bass line. So we jumped in and started singing the first song that came to mind. As you can imagine, we started singing different songs. I thought of an oldie song. Chris here thought of a contemporary rock song. And Danny, well, Danny was thinking of a country song. So we started singing these songs all together, and it sounded really bad. Jason goes, hey, man, let's do that. Which one? He goes, all of them. All of them together. All right. So we tried it.
Different sound like this.
Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every smile you make, well, I'll be watching you.
Come from Bakersfield, you gotta sing country, so.
I seen the seven wonders of the world. I seen the beauty of diamonds and pearls. But it ain't nothing, baby. Your love amazes me.
No, guys, all at the same time.
Oh, every breath you take, I seen the seven wonders. Every move you make, I seen the land in your body. Every part of the world. Every smile you make, your love amazes me.
Yeah.